Sometimes a project that looks like an easy win for us turns into a disappointment or even a disaster. More importantly, sometimes we, or a competitor, succeed brilliantly when all the usual business assumptions say we should have flopped. Those outcomes can seem mysterious, but they're not if looked at in a framework that starts with why. In his book, Start With Why, Simon Sinek uses a model that he calls the Golden Circle to explain how legendary leaders such as Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King Jr., and the Wright brothers were able to achieve what others who were just as smart and hardworking, and sometimes better funded, were not. If you've read Simon's book or seen him talk about the why on TED.com, you're already familiar with the Golden Circle. This chapter will serve to remind you of the most important points. If the Golden Circle is new for you, what follows is the heart of the matter and is essential preparation for your own search for why. Every organization and every person's career operates on three levels: what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. We all know what we do, the products we sell, the services we offer, or the jobs we do. Some of us know how we do it, the things that we think make us different or stand out from the crowd. But very few of us can clearly articulate why we do what we do. Hold on, you might say. Let's be honest here. Aren't most people working to earn money? That's the obvious why. First, money is a result. Though it is a part of the picture, it's not what inspires any one of us to get out of bed in the morning. And for the cynics out there who think they or others really do get out of bed for the money, the question we ask is, what is the reason they want the money? Is it freedom? To travel? To provide a lifestyle for their kids that they didn't have? Is it to keep score and to show that they have done more than others? The point is, money isn't the thing that drives people. Why goes much deeper to understanding what motivates and inspires us. It is the purpose, cause, or belief that drives every organization and every person's individual career. Why does your company exist? Why did you get out of bed this morning? And why should anyone care? When we meet new customers or clients, the first thing most of us tell them is what we do. Then we explain how we do it or how we're different. This, we think, will be enough to win their business, sway their point of view, or convince them to take a particular action. The following pitch follows that template. We sell paper. We offer the highest quality product at the best possible price, lower than any of our competitors. Want to buy some? This is a very rational pitch. It states clearly what the company does and attempts to persuade potential buyers to choose its product over others on the basis of features and benefits. Though this approach may work now and then, at best it will result in a few recurring transactions. As soon as the buyer finds a better deal, they will be gone, because the pitch doesn't differentiate this specific vendor from other companies in any way that truly matters. Loyalty is not built on features and benefits. Features and benefits do not inspire. Loyalty and long-lasting relationships are based on something deeper. Let's try the pitch again. Let's start with why. What good is an idea if it can't be shared? Our company was founded to help spread ideas. The more ideas that are shared, the greater the likelihood those ideas will have an impact in the world. There are many ways to share ideas. One is the written word. That's where we come in. We make paper for those words. We make paper for big ideas. Want to buy some? Totally different, right? Starting with why just made paper sound really good. And if it can do that for a commodity, imagine what it can do for a product that really can stand out. This pitch is not based on facts and figures, features and benefits. Those things have value, but not first. Leading with why has a deeper, more emotional, and ultimately more influential value. When we use the second pitch, we're no longer talking about paper. We're talking about who our company is and what we stand for. Of course, you'll always get those people who just want a ream of paper, and yet, if your customers' personal beliefs and values align with those expressed in your pitch, for example, if they believe in the spread of ideas, then they are much more likely to want to do business with you not just one time, but over and over and over again. In fact, they are more likely to stay loyal even if another vendor offers a better price. It says something about them when they do business with a company that reflects their beliefs.